I'm Chris Parks.
And this is Stacey Linfirm.
And this is your Nishna Valley. And did you have a good Valentine's Day, Stacey?
I did. We were actually in Omaha at a doctor's appointment. And so we went out to eat. And let's see what else. Oh, we did a little shopping. Always like that. And then came home to see our baby. Couldn't be away for too long.
There you
so that's kind of it, I guess. Actual Valentine's Day, I think we fell asleep around 9:30.
There you go.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I guess did the little one get any special Valentine's
Day? He did.
He
got a little gift from Grandma. So
oh, nice.
I guess there we kind of slacked on that also. Not so good, huh?
I saw somebody, just a friend, you know, from back in school, had a picture posted of their, they have a newborn that mm-hmm. was, I don't know how old, but they had actually bought in an outfit that said, "My first Valentine's Day" or whatever. And it's, I guess you can only wear it once.
Yeah, that's true. I guess we haven't gone to that extreme yet.
Bad investment in my mind, but oh well,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, what do you do, you know, months from now?
That's what they wanted to do.
Yeah.
I guess I'm kind of in the same boat. We went out to, you know, have a dinner a couple of times, actually, just different nights that we could actually go out.
Yeah, get out, yeah.
And then, Valentine's Day itself, of course, we always have our big deal there at the community center with our sweethearts dinner. And, of course, we want to thank everybody that came out and enjoyed that. I know a lot of people were very happy with it, and we had a lot of people, a good crowd this year. So thanks to everybody that came out and supported it. And I know it was a pretty good food as well. They always do a good job. Downtowner does good work with their catering. So
the cake was delicious. I had seconds on that.
Everybody, I think, enjoyed themselves. So thanks for that. So we were out there for that, you know, obviously, during the day. And then, this time of year, it's postseason sports season. So we were out covering basketball game on Valentine's night. And it was funny. We were talking to a few of the people in the stands that were, you know, fans or people that are just always go to the games mm-hmm. or help out with the scorebook and those types of things. And they were talking about how, you know, it was important for them to always be at a game on Valentine's Day. They never really had the chance to sit around and celebrate Valentine's because they just never had the opportunity. They were always taking in a ball game.
Yeah.
But it was a good game. Xyra EHK ended up losing by just a point to Coon Rapids Baird. So it was fun, though. It was a good game. You know, hard fought. It wasn't real high scoring or anything, but that's just because of kind of the way the two teams play. But,
yeah.
So that's what I did. And I came home, and the wife was already asleep in bed. So a little disappointing there, but it's all right, I guess. She was
busy
zonked
lives,
out.
You know.
She said she tried to stay awake, but she just kept falling asleep watching TV. So.
Yeah.
I called it a night, but so we got to, you know, have a dinner or whatever.
It's
one of those holidays, though, too, where, you know, personally, I've always felt it is a little bit forced, you know.
Yeah, I'm a little pressured.
It's the creation of the expectation or whatever, but and it is fun, though, to have, you know, a chance to spoil each other a little bit,
sure,
I guess.
Yeah.
Excuse for
can't
it.
Can't complain there.
Yeah.
So if you want to spoil me, go ahead.
Yeah. Nothing bad usually comes out of it.
No.
Unless, of course, somebody forgets something or, you know, doesn't acknowledge it at all. That usually upsets somebody.
Oh,
but,
yeah. Don't want to do that.
But, yeah. So hope it went well for everybody out there. Hope you had a good Valentine's Day. And I know it's already passed, but I was just looking at a couple of notes about it as well, fun facts or what have you. 141 million Valentine's Day cards are usually exchanged annually. So,
oh my gosh,
that seems like a lot.
Yeah. Hallmark's making a killing.
yeah. It says it is the second most popular greeting card giving occasion. So they've got their nice. And it says the source is Hallmark Research as well. So they do the research on their own days.
They would know, yeah.
And it says over 50% of all Valentine's Day cards are purchased in the 6 days prior to the observance, making Valentine's Day a procrastinator's delight, they say.
Mine was the day of.
There you go. Perfect, yeah. Mine was the day before, so I wasn't doing much better.
Yeah.
Another thing here that was interesting, you get a lot of people, you know, that... if they are, you know, single out there, it becomes a point of depression or what have you.
Yeah.
This is interesting. It says there are 119 single men who are in their 20s for every 100 single women of the same ages.
Hmm.
So it's more likely that the men are going to be the ones depressed and sitting alone at home on Valentine's Day night. And, of course, it kind of, you know, changes different areas or whatever, but... That's interesting there. It says that more than half of the U.S. population celebrates Valentine's Day by purchasing a greeting card. So not everybody does, but a lot of people do. So that's going to get you your 141 million that get passed along. And I don't even want to know where it goes on with the flower situation and the chocolates. And
that's got to be outrageous.
Yeah, it says 40,000 Americans are employed at chocolate companies. So that would, I guess, obviously help out their cause a little bit.
Yeah.
And that's just a few fun facts out there for you. But yeah, there's all those things. I saw a lot of people make comments, too, that, you know, the ones that maybe didn't enjoy the day, but they're, hey, I'm looking forward to tomorrow when I go to the store and everything is, you know, 50% off on the candy
aisle.
It doesn't
say how much are flowers now.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, pretty fun stuff. So, like I said, hope you enjoyed your Valentine's Day and that everything's going well for you here as you move on past it. Of course, of a lot of things going on here in the Anishinaabe Valley that are coming up that folks will be interested in, and we'll go ahead and take a look at a few of those. I guess we'll start off here locally, Stacy, and let them know what's going on.
All right. Well, we're in Brayton. The Exira Mason's All-You-Can-Eat George Washington Birthday Breakfast will be held on February 19th, and that will be held from 8:30 to 12:30, and that's at the Brayton Town Hall. They'll be serving biscuits and gravy with eggs, waffles, and French toast for a free will donation. That's Exira Mason's All-You-Can-Eat George Washington Birthday Breakfast on February 19th from 8:30 to 12:30, and that's at the Brayton Town Hall. Over in Lewis, the Lewis Town and Country Boosters Dinner Fundraiser will be held on February 19th, and that is from noon until 2 at the Lewis Community Center. They're raising funds to replace the flooring in the community center. To do that, they'll be serving pork loin, mashed potatoes and gravy with green beans, dinner, roll and drink, with assorted desserts for a free will donation. That's the Lewis Town and Country Boosters Dinner Fundraiser on February 19th from noon to 2, and that's at the Lewis Community Center. There's a President's Day dinner at the Messina United Methodist Church on February 19th. They'll be serving from 11 to 12:30, and they will be serving chicken and noodles with mashed potatoes, vegetables, salads, rolls, and desserts, and that also is for a free will offering. That's a President's Day dinner at the Messina United Methodist Church from 11 to 12:30 on February 19th. There's a preschool story hour at the Cumberland Public Library, and that starts on February 20th, and that's at 9 a.m. The children will enjoy hands-on lessons with crafts and games and treats during these sessions. There's some Red Cross blood drives coming up in Atlantic. They're on February 22nd at the Cass County Memorial Hospital. It is from 8:30 to 2:30, and then at the Wesley Heritage House, the blood drive is from 11 to 4. Again, that's on February 22nd from 8:30 to 2:30 at the Cass County Memorial Hospital, and then at the Wesley Heritage House from 11 to 4. Over in Greenfield, their Red Cross blood drive is on February 24th, and that is at the Greenfield Lutheran Church from 11 to 5. Knights of Columbus Baked Fish Suppers will be served during Lent. Serving is from 5:30 to 7, and that's at St. Peter and Paul Catholic Parish Center. That's every Friday during Lent on February 24th, March 2nd, 9th, 16th, 23rd, and 30th. Their menu includes Alaskan pollock, baby red potatoes, homemade coleslaw, green beans with French bread. There's coffee, tea, and milk and orange drink. They do have desserts available, and those are separate for a free will offering to support Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Youth Group activities. The meal then is $8 for adults and $4 for children 10 and under, and all proceeds from that go to support the Knights of Columbus scholarships to be awarded to our local 2012 high school graduates. That's Knights of Columbus Baked Fish Suppers served during Lent every Friday at St. Peter and Paul Catholic Parish Center from 5:30 to 7. The AHK Optimist Soup Supper will be held on February 25th from 5 to 7. That will be held in the Elkhorn Town Hall. It's for a free will offering. They'll have a 50-50 raffle, and proceeds from that will go towards scholarships. That's the AHK Optimist Soup Supper on February 25th from 5 to 7 at the Elkhorn Town Hall. Also on February 25th, the 22nd Annual Audubon Lions Club Toy Show is from 9 to 3 at the Audubon County Fairgrounds Agri Hall. Admission is just $3 for adults, and then children 8 and under are free. If you'd like more information on that, you can call Daryl Whitehead at 563-2466. That's the 22nd Annual Audubon Lions Club Toy Show on February 25th from 9 to 3. That's held in the Audubon County Fairgrounds Agri Hall. The Holy Cross Lutheran Church of Oneida, they're holding a benefit free will donation soup supper for Rodney Peterson of Oneida on February 25th from 4 to 7 at the Oneida Community Center. Thrivet Financial will be providing supplemental funds. The money will be used to help Rodney with medical funds and living expenses while he recovers from a severely broken leg. That's the Holy Cross Lutheran Church of Oneida's benefit donation soup supper on February 25th from 4 to 7 at the Oneida Community Center. The Adair Casey Conservation Club's 67th annual supper will be held on February 25th. That starts at 5:30. That's at the Adair Community Center. They have dinner tickets for $5 for adults and just $2.50 for kids under 12. They'll be serving chili and oyster soup with ham sandwiches, relish, drink, and dessert. There'll also be some drawings for mini door prizes, and you can see members for tickets. That's the Adair Casey Conservation Club's 67th annual supper on February 25th, and that starts at 5:30 at the Adair Community Center. Cass County will be hosting a Pony Express benefit dance and auction at the Cumberland Community Hall on February 25th from 8 to midnight. They will have an auction and raffle items. The Rhythm Kings, along with special guests Phil Vandal and Francie Wells, will play country western, 50s and 60s, and classic rock and roll. All proceeds to benefit the handicapped at Camp Sunnyside in Ankeny. The Cass County's Pony Express benefit dance and auction at the Cumberland Community Hall. That's on February 25th, and that goes from 8 to midnight. The Persia Fire Department annual breakfast buffet will be held on February 26th. That's from 7:30 a.m. to 11:30 at the Persia Community Hall. It's just $8 for adults, $3 for children 2 through 10, and under 2 are free. That's Persia Fire Department annual breakfast buffet on February 26th from 7:30 to 11:30. All residents of Lewis are invited to a community meal on February 26th at the United Congregational Methodist Church. They'll be serving from 5 to 6:30.
All right. That's it?
Yep. That's all I got for now.
All right. Well, hey, it's fish fry season.
Yeah.
I know, you know, I don't have a requirement to, yeah. to eat, to go to the fish fries like some folks do. But I know that a lot of people are excited about that because they kind of plan it out and they go around to different ones. And they
oh,
try,
really?
Yeah, they try which ones and see which ones are the best. And,
so they know for next
yeah,
year.
Yeah. I've had friends that, you know, that live over in the Omaha Council Bluffs area and they say that that's what they do. You know, they go find the good ones and then that's their
that's
Friday
the
night event. They go out and have a meal at the fish fry.
There you go.
I know my grandmother as well. She owns a bar down in Tabor, Iowa, mm-hmm. and they do fish and chicken fries every Friday, you know, especially during this season. And then they'll do it in the fall as well during football season
yeah.
when people are out and about. And it's always good to go down there and
yeah.
enjoy a little bit. So folks, I'm sure, will be heavily involved in all those here around the area. Another thing here for you, if you didn't get enough flowers for Valentine's Day, we've got an alternative here for you as well. And this is just a good cause in general also. The Cass County area will be seeing a touch of spring here soon as the American Cancer Society Daffodil Days are set coming up March 12th through the 16th. And daffodils are symbols of hope for cancer patients, and it's the first flower of spring as well as the bright yellow flowers, the American Cancer Society's symbol of hope that cancer will be beaten. And the latest statistic reports decline in cancer mortality for the second year in a row. And Daffodil Days will help to, of course, continue that fight. So always a good cause there to get involved and get behind. And I know it sounds like it's a little ways out there for you, but it's still something that they start to promote right now that you can get involved with and start making your orders, because I know they get a lot of people that place orders,
yeah.
so like to do it as far out in advance as they can. They say that the orders will be taken now through February the 17th, so actually are now continuing. So if you didn't get them in here recently, then you'll have to contact somebody and hope that they can still help you out. But that's, of course, a fundraiser going on to support the American Cancer Society. And, of course, you can always find out more information through their organization by calling 1-800-ACS-2345, or you can also visit their website at cancer.org to find out more information there. So just a good cause that's going on in the area that you maybe can still get a little bit involved with here down the stretch.
Yeah.
Some other things that are going on here in the Nishna Valley in the area, and there's some announcements here for you. There's a new club in Oneida. It's the M&M Club, a multimedia. They get together to discuss books, movies, and TV shows. The first meeting was held on February the 7th, and the next meeting will be held on February 28th at 7 o'clock. If you would like more information, you can call Kendra Wood at 712-254-1365 or Luann Myers at 712-762-3042. And you can come to the meeting and see what they're all about there. And sounds like a good time.
Yeah.
Because not too much required there. And a lot of folks already
watch
do
movies,
those things.
That's hard. Yeah.
They like to watch movies, like to watch TV shows. There you go. It's probably what you'd do with your friends anyway.
Exactly.
So maybe some people to meet there. Also, here's another little program going on. All preschoolers ages 0 to 5 years old are invited to attend preschool story times, accompanied by an adult at the Anita Public Library. Their programs run on the on Tuesdays. They've got one coming up on February the 21st from 10 a.m. until 10:30 a.m., and that's the time there for most of these days coming up. March 6th as well and 20th, April 10th and 24th, and then to wrap things up on May the 1st, they'll have a pajama party from 6:30 p.m. until 7 p.m., and they'll be presenting sensational fun activities and stories, and they'd like you to come and join them. And the programs are canceled if the CAM schools cancel or start late due to inclement weather on those dates. And if you have questions, you can call 762-3639. Everybody enjoys story time, so you can get involved there. Also, of course, a lot of people know this already, but there's still Girl Scout cookies out there floating around in the area. I know we got some sitting out on the counter out in the other room.
They're hard to pass up.
They're still available for sale until March the 5th, and no waiting now. They're available right now. They have them on hand. They can sell them to you. You can call Nikki Alf at 762-4669 here in the area if you still would like to get some, and I'm sure there's plenty of other folks that are out there trying to get rid of the stash still as well. And maybe some people that bought them and decided, hey, I bought too many of these. Yeah. I need to get rid of them and give them to somebody else. That might be the case too, but that's still available for you. Also, the 67th annual meeting of the Adair Casey Conservation Club will be held the week of February 25th at the Adair Community Center in Adair. The meeting will begin at 5:30 p.m. with chili and oyster soup, ham sandwiches, chips, relishes, dessert, and a drink, and the admission there is $5 for adults, $2.50 for children, 12 and under, and the public is invited to attend that Adair Casey Conservation Club meeting going on February 25th. Also, coming up here very soon as well, on the same day, on February 25th, the Guthrie County Pork Producers will have a banquet and dance, and that is at the Guthrie County Community Building, the fairgrounds in Guthrie Center. 5:30 p.m. is the social time. 6:30 p.m. is the meal, and they will have a bake with lard pie contest, a pie and trophy auction, and then you please have your pies for judging entered by 5:30 that evening. And the public is invited as well. Tickets are $10 at the door, or from directors as well. There will be music there by Shadow Chasers as part of the entertainment. So. That's an event you might want to get involved with. I don't know what this bake with lard pie contest is, but
I don't bake pies, so not much extra help on that one. I'll eat them, but
yeah, it sounds not healthy, but it could be good.
They're supposed to be the better crust, from what I know.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, I didn't know that, so no more than I do. So that could be a good time. That's interesting to me too. That and it's a good idea, I suppose too. That a lot of area producers, you know, they'll have a banquet and some other form of entertainment as well. But and they just go ahead and have a dance.
Yeah,
it works.
Yeah,
get some people to stick around and have some fun. I know they like to have their fun when they get the chance. I've been to a few of those.
Oh, yeah.
They like to have a good time. Also, coming up here the same day on February the 25th, the Messina Volunteer Fire Department is having a prime rib dinner at the fire station. That sounds delicious.
Yes.
They'll be serving prime rib, baked potatoes, sliced French bread, lettuce salad, dessert, and a choice of a drink as well. And the cost of the meal is $30 per plate. And if you'd like to RSVP, you can call the Messina Fire Department at 712-779-3311. You can leave a message with your name, phone number, or any other contact information you need to. And then you can also contact a member of the fire department as well if you'd like to get involved. And if you're unable to attend and would like to help your fire department with a contribution, of course, you can do that as well by making a donation. And the members of the fire department appreciate the support received in past years. and with fundraisers, and they look forward to seeing everyone at their prime rib dinner. All proceeds from that event do go towards their tanker project. Of course, the fire department's always coming up with ways to raise those extra funds that they need to get the equipment they need help folks out. But that sounds like a good way to do it. Prime rib dinner, that's once again on Saturday, February 25th at the fire station in Messina. And the social hour at 5:30, dinner at 6:30. So get involved with that.
Yeah.
And really, that price, you're going to do that going out to a restaurant.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with
anyway.
Prime rib.
Yeah. So get in there and help those folks out if you have the opportunity. One more event I'll let you know about here before we take a quick break. Hints for a Happy Healthy Heart is going on Thursday, February 23rd, 5:30 p.m. at the Cass County Memorial Hospital Atrium. And talking about cardiac disease, the number one cause of death among women in America. And they'll have Amy Aroney with presenting that program, board-certified cardiologist with Creighton and Creighton Cardiac Center. And she provides cardiac care in the CCMH outpatient clinic as well. So not only she's providing the program, but somebody that you could see there as well. And the success stories they'll be having on hand there, talking about some real patient stories. They'll tour the CCMH Cardiac Rehab Center. They'll have some snacks, cheese, crackers, chocolates, and you can enjoy a glass of wine as well. And they have no charge for that event, and no pre-registration is required as well. You just got to show up. If you'd like more information, you can call 712-243-7408 for that program here coming up. We'll go ahead and take a quick break here for you, and when we come back, we'll be letting you know some of the birthdays, anniversaries coming up here in the area, and then also talk about some other things going on. This is your Nishna Valley here on KJN.
Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
Generally, occupational therapy focuses specifically on hand and wrist and elbow injuries, while physical therapy addresses the back and lower body issues, any kind of leg, hip fractures, knee problems, etc. And physical therapy often works with a patient's mobility, their ability to transfer and ambulate, while occupational therapy would focus more on the patient's everyday tasks, such as dressing and bathing, preparing meals, things like that. And occupational therapy also tends to work a little bit more with cognitive issues, testing for cognitive decline and whether a patient is able to function safely on their own at home or if they would benefit from having more supervision. We complete safety evaluations in patients' homes to make recommendations so they can increase their safety and reduce their fall risk. There's a lot of areas where we overlap, but there's a lot of differences in what our goals are too. So
again, that's Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
All right, welcome back here to This Is Your Nishna Valley here on KJN, and we do have some birthday and anniversary announcements we want to pass along to you.
The family of Gilbert Schoenholm requests a card shower to honor him on a special occasion to celebrate his 90th birthday. It's on February 20th. You'd like to send him a birthday card to wish him a happy 90th birthday. You can send that to him at 62799. 690th Street in Wyota, zip is 50274. Again, his address is 62799 690th Street in Wyota, 50274. A happy birthday to LaVon Morgan of Atlantic, formerly of Anita. She will be celebrating her 70th birthday on February 24th. Her family is requesting a card shower in her honor. Send her a birthday card to 501 East 5th Street. That's apartment 206 in Atlantic, 50022. Again, her address is 501 East 5th Street, apartment 206, Atlantic, Iowa, 50022. So happy birthday to LaVon Morgan of Atlantic, formerly of Anita, celebrating her 70th birthday. Over at the Friendship Home in Audubon, we just have one birthday. Happy birthday to Rita Briggs, celebrating her birthday on February 25th.
All right, so happy birthday, and going out to those folks here in the area. I hope you enjoy your big day here coming up. I know recently I noticed there was a few stories out there, and this happened a few weeks ago, but I guess it's Nike combined with their Jordan brand. They released a new shoe that came out, and all these people had to have this new shoe. I don't know if you saw any of the news stories.
Oh, it was like some mall craze or something?
Yeah,
people like,
yeah.
Okay, I kind of know what you're talking
about. Yeah, so people were just going ballistic over this stuff, and you know, pushing each other, trampling each other. I know there was multiple incidents of things that were worse that happened than that.
I'm
so,
sure, yeah.
But anyways, this is an interesting story I kind of stumbled across that is talking about, I don't know if it was these particular shoes or not, but there were some folks that were trying apparently to sell some shoes that weren't quite legitimate. of course, there was a lot of that going on, yeah. I'm sure, as well. But these two were stopped in South Carolina. Actually, they were stopped in Georgia. They're from South Carolina, and they were traveling on an interstate, Interstate 85, and they were smuggling, of course, those counterfeit goods. And the police got around to questioning them, and they stopped them on the interstate and eventually got to the idea that they probably had some stuff they shouldn't have. So they pulled it out, and they started examining these shoes, and they said they seized 78 pairs of Nike sneakers.
Jeez.
And one of the things that gave it away is these were supposed to be Air Jordans of some variety. And the logo on the shoe is, you know, kind of him in a dunking pose or whatever,
yeah.
And the hand sticking out. Well, the one of the things that gave it away is there were six fingers on the hand.
Just a little minor detail they missed.
So they knew that something was going on here initially. And then they dove into it a little bit further. They found out that the codes matching up with the tongue and then on the box didn't match each other. And then also they said that they could peel the logos right off of the shoes.
Hope they weren't spending too much on them.
Yeah, so I hope they didn't like them too much. They say that the counterfeit goods is a growing trend in that area, and the hot items are sneakers and designer bags and other things.
I never
would have
thought shoes.
So. I don't know. I guess watch out. If you're if you want to save a few dollars on where you're buying your shoes, you might want to dive into how legitimate that shoe may
be. Or not buy them out of a trunk.
Well, yeah, that'd probably be the best idea. But some people just can't pass up that offer.
Why not?
So that was an interesting story there. I guess kind of in a related sidebar, I guess. I know this is still a ways out, but it's coming up. And this time of year, people can start to get riled up about basketball a little bit more of the year because it's, seasons are winding down for high school and for college as well. And then you get into March and the old March Madness pools get fired up. So that's right around the corner. And folks here in the area get an opportunity to check it out. I know that I believe Ames and Des Moines are also host sites for the women's NCAA basketball tournament, so be a chance for folks to see some action there. And then also the NCAA tournament will be in Omaha once again as well. They had that a few years ago on the men's side, and they're going to have a men's opening round bracket again.
Oh, cool.
So you'll be able to go check that out. I know that it sells out in like no time flat, and they might they might already be. But that's coming up on Friday. It starts March the 16th, it says, is when their regional starts there. It's now technically the second and third rounds because they call the first round these new play-in games that they just created a couple of years ago. So, it's more than 64 teams now, so that's why it gets confusing. But it's still actually those first games and then the game that would get you to the Sweet 16, not after that. But So folks can check that out over at the, whatever they call the place now, CenturyLink Center, is what it's called. So that's an opportunity to maybe see something a little bit different and have some fun with it. Now, a lot of people get involved with trying to throw their expertise out there, in picking games. And I was just curious, so I wanted to know the statistics and actually found somewhere that's given me some, whether or not these are true or realistic, I don't know. But it says the odds of picking a perfect bracket, you would pick every single game correct, not get a single one wrong. The odds of that would be about, what did they say here? One is nine quintillion to one. Nine quintillion.
So you have a better chance of winning the lottery.
Yes. It says that the odds of picking the five numbers in the Powerball lottery are 1 in 3,563,000.
Jeez.
But to pick all five numbers and the Powerball are 1 in 146 million. So a little bit higher there.
Yeah.
But still, a lot harder to try to do this.
Makes you want to play the lottery now.
And it's a lot more, I guess it's a lot more things to get right, too,
yeah,
so that
true.
Makes sense. But it's, of course, everybody gets out there and tries to find ways to improve their lot in that realm and win some more money. And, have you ever yourself been in a pool of any sort?
I wouldn't know what to do.
No? I know that a lot of people say that too, but then a lot of people will get convinced just to do it anyways. Yeah. And then sometimes those are the people that end up winning.
Really?
And you get the people that think they know upset about it because, oh, you don't know anything. You just were picking team names.
You like the mascot.
You like the colors, you know. Like I know that's happened before. Right? And over the years, I've always tried to organize just a small, you know, little deal with my friends and family. And my mother has participated many times, and she's won.
Oh, yeah?
And she doesn't know. Hardly anything.
What's her strategy? The mascots, colors, name?
I don't know. I think she just tries to go by like what she knows as far as teams that she hears more so. You know, teams that you hear a lot that are popular or, you know, you knew were good for one reason or another at one time.
Yeah.
Kind of the big team name things. Huh. And it's worked out for her, so I can't argue. And I think, yeah, once in a while, maybe she just picks one because, hey, this would be fun to pick this team.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, yeah, sometimes that knowledge is just as good as anybody else's, and I guess I could attest to that, too, because I think I know and I don't really sometimes.
But, coming in last.
Yeah. So that's on the horizon. Get yourself prepared, I guess, as the sports season winds down. But so lots of things going on here in the Nishna Valley, as always. We let you know about a few of them. Hope you get a chance to get out and enjoy it. Weather's supposed to cooperate. It's supposed to be nice here for a while, so. Get out there and enjoy it.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Stacey.
Thank you.
And this has been your Nishna Valley here on KJN.